Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Marcus, are you a controlling clean person or do you live with one?
Nah, look, I definitely live with one, guys.
So what do they do? Tell us some of the traits.
Well, pretty much all the ones you mentioned, but one of the ones I love doing with my wife is if she goes out or even if she's home, I'll move little things on the bench, like just half a millimetre, and she'll have to run over and put it back to where she
is. Oh, wow. You can't do that, mate.
And even if she goes out, well, the kids and I have been playing with toys or whatever and having a good time, she'll have to come home and pack up everything over straight away. But she can't just say, hello, how are you going? She has to walk in and just start doing cleaning up straight away. It drives me nuts.
Oh, my goodness. She and actually, I are two peas in a pod.
You don't live with Kylie, do you, mate?
No. Can I say her name or what?
Yeah, you can say her name.
Right? You're the one gets in trouble, mate, not us.
Rebecca.
All right.
Okay, well, that narrows it down to 1,000 Rebeccas, mate.
So, Marcus, how do you go, though? Okay, it drives you crazy, but do you get a little angry at times?
Let's be honest, I do, yes.
Yeah, because I know my partner does as well, and she does the same thing with our pantry. You open our pantry and it looks like it does belong in a supermarket shelf, and she'll move stuff around, and straight away I'm onto it and I've got to move them back. So,
As you said before, if one of the kids or someone feels something, she'll tell me to clean it up, but then she'll stand over me telling me how to do it. That drives me nuts as well.
Jeez, mate. You bloody live with
Kylie. Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.